Antoni Hazmandova was born on March 25, 1914 in Ustonovice, a village in Moravia, now the Czech Republic. Antoni was the second youngest of 8 children, and after the birth of a younger brother, her mother fell ill with perpetual fever and died shortly after. Antoni's family environment was serene and deeply religious. Soon, one of her older sisters left to join the congregation of the Borromean Sisters. When Antoni was 13, she made a visit to her sister in the convent, and it was this visit that sparked a desire in her to consecrate herself to the Lord. Antoni's father opposed her decision to join the religious life because of her young age, but after having overcome the resistance of her father, in 1927, Antoni was accepted among the candidates of the Borromean Sisters. During her years of study at their teacher training college, her father had passed away. The venerable servant of God carried in her heart the sadness and pain of this loss for a long time, gradually developing an attitude of profound faith. On August 14, 1933, after completing her studies and obtaining a teaching qualification, she entered the novitiate in Prague. She received the name Wojtyła. Her first vows followed in 1935 and her perpetual vows in 1940. Her teaching years, which began in 1934, were abruptly interrupted in 1942 by the Nazi occupation, which decreed the closure of religious schools. Sister Wojtyła was sent to Slany, to a hospital, where she generously offered her services as a nurse. After the war, she returned to teaching, only to be abruptly interrupted once again by the communist occupation and the closure of religious schools. It was in 1951, at the request of her superior general, that she welcomed and hid a Catholic priest, an illegal immigrant who had escaped capture, but he was later betrayed and arrested in 1952. Sister Wojtyła and several other sisters were arrested with him and sentenced to 8 years in a communist prison for alleged high treason. The years of imprisonment were particularly hard for her, who refused to stop the practices of her faith. In 1956, Mother Wojtyła, together with 11 other prisoners, had written a letter to the UN secretary asking for the intervention against the serious limitations on religious freedom inflicted in prison. Because of this act, a harsher punishment was inflicted on Mother Wojtyła and the 11 other prisoners, as they were transferred to a harsher prison and deprived of all benefits. However, the hardships of prison took their toll on her health, with tuberculosis being found in her lungs. While in prison, she prayed every single day. She provides spiritual consolation for her fellow sisters. Despite all of the hardships, she never ceased in prayer. She was released from prison with the other sisters under a general amnesty in May of 1960. After her release from prison, she was sent to Vidnava, where she lived a long period of physical and mental exhaustion. She remained in Vidnava for about 10 years, becoming local superior in 1969. And on July 8, 1970, she was elected Superior General of the Congregation. In 1979, on the occasion of a meeting of the Federation of Borromean Sisters in Rome, she personally met Pope John Paul II. This event remained a very strengthening experience for her. Sister Wojtyła always had an open heart for the needs of priests, theologians, and sisters of her congregation, as well as sisters from other communities. Lay people also turned to her with confidence for advice and help. In November of 1987, she was diagnosed with lung cancer, probably a consequence of tuberculosis contracted during her years of imprisonment. Her health conditions rapidly worsened. On July 21st, 1988, Mother Wojtyła died peacefully, pronouncing as her last words, "Yes, Lord." Venerable Antoni Hazmandova, pray for us.